American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 7709. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch. Later, he dropped the idea for a better money-making plan, and that is the companion Mrs. Hirsch chose. However, she claims that Forrest Adair led her into all this. That is part of her game. One had to pretend to be caught, and one had to be the catcher. In some senses, this plot is slick, but in others, it is a terrible botch and does not do credit to Mrs. Hirsch's brain. Sometimes the size of the money involved clouds the brain. She was determined to get at Candler. She tried to get William three times. I hate to discuss these matters in the presence of good men and women, but I must because it is relevant here. Did ever a good woman fall so easily as she says she did for Mr. Candler? According to her own statement, she phoned Mr. Candler and went to see him even after she claims he made advances and demonstrations to her, and she kept on coming. What would become of the world if all women were like that woman? Childless, running with cook, calling on men twice her age. Yet she says she had a good and confiding husband. If such actions are allowed in Georgia, I am ashamed of living in it. It is common for men to brag about their relations with women, but I have never heard of a woman doing this before. Even if you believe Candler was guilty of the charge this woman makes, if they plotted to extort money, that is blackmail. However, I don't have the remotest idea that Mr. Candler ever touched her, save to shake hands. There are some who will believe anything about a prominent man. Mr. Candler knew this when he brought these people into court, but he braved it all and deserves the thanks of the nation as hundreds of men, plenty of them innocent, yield to blackmailers rather than face publicity. You may say what you please about Mr. Candler, but it doesn't move him one hair's breadth. I want to give you some reasons why this charge against Mr. Candler is unreasonable, although it makes no difference in law whether the charge is true or not. I cannot cast half as bad a statement on Mrs. Hirsch as she has cast upon herself. In the days of the ancient Hebrews under their law, note, the text seems to be an excerpt from a larger document, and the last sentence is incomplete.